ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். Is the audio video are good? Somebody can respond, raise the hand. Good. Yes, you can say, I will unmute you, Shiva. Go ahead. Good.
Good.
You have unmuted yourself.
Good, good, good.
Good, good. It is good.
Yeah.
So good is good.
Yes, both are good.
Very clear as well.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you. Now you can mute yourself now. All of you can mute yourself till the lecture is over.
Okay.
Om Brihadaranyaka Upanishad Madhukhandam Maitreyi Brahmanam Shloka 2.4.7 Sayatha Dundubher Kanyamanasya Na Bhakyan Chabdan Shaknuyad கிரகணாய துந்துபேஸ்து கிரகணேன துந்துப்யாகாதஸ்ய வா சப்தோ கிரஹீதஹ சயதா சங்கஸ்ய த்யாயமானஸ்ய சயதா சங்கஸ்ய மாயமானஸ்ய ந பாஹ்யான் சப்தான் சக்னுயாத் கிரகணாய சங்கஸ்ய து கிரஹணேன சங்கத்மஸ்ய வா சப்தோ கிரஹீதஹ சயதா வீணாயை வாத்தியமானாயை ந பாஹ்யான் சப்தான் சக்னுயாத் கிரஹணாய வீணாயை து கிரஹணேன வீணாவாதஸ்ய வா சப்தோ கிரஹீதஹ. We saw these three ஸ்லோகாஸ் in the last class and then we said we will add some details in this class. In the sixth mantra, Yajnavalkya taught Atma is everything. Thus he established Atma Jnanena Sarva Jnanam Bhavati. Atma Jnaha Sarva Jnaha Bhavati. And he said Atmanova Are Shrutya Matya Vigyatena Sarvam Idam Viditam Syat. We already read all these lines. He substantiated that statement. And this portion can be taken, the sixth mantra can be taken as the Shravanam portion of sadhana, where main teaching is given as Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, or still better, Atma Satyaha, Jagat Mithya. Atma means I am. I am the only reality. Everything other than me is Mithya. Therefore, they cannot taint me, affect me, or change me. Now, the following portion from Shloka 7th to 12th, they correspond to Mananam aspect of the teaching. We will first see a brief summary of this portion. Here the Upanishad wants to show that Atma is the Upadhana Karanam for every blessed thing in creation, the material cause. What is the advantage of establishing that Brahman is the Upadhana Karanam? Once we establish that, then the entire Anatma becomes Karyam, the effect. And once we establish entire world is Karyam, then Mithyatvam becomes evident. The unreality becomes evident. How? Once you establish that something is karyam, remember karyam cannot exist separate from karanam. Just as pot cannot exist separate from clay, furniture cannot exist separate from wood, ornaments cannot exist separate from gold and all that. Therefore, any karyam has no independent existence and therefore it is mithya. And these are all important derivations. The word karyam means it is mithya. The moment it is karyam, it is mithya. And karyam cannot exist separate from karana. Therefore, no independent existence, so mithya. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Atma is upadana karana. Then how to establish Atma is upadana karana? It is a statement, but how to establish that? It is done by showing that Atma is srishti, sthiti, laya karana of this world. So what is srishti, sthiti, laya karanam? Srishti matra karanam is nimitta karanam. One who creates is nimitta karana. For example, if you take a pot maker, he is only responsible for its creation, the creation of the pot, not responsible for maintenance or resolution of the pot. Whereas clay is srishti, sthiti, laya, karana, cha. And this portion, mantra 7 to 12, they establish the sthula sukshma, the karanam of which 7, 8 and 9 slokas, they show atma is sthiti karana. So this is srishti, sthiti, laya, karanam is shown in which 7, 8, 9 slokas they declare, they show atma is sthiti karana. And the 10th shloka says atma is srishti karana. And mantras 11 and 12, they say atma is laya karana. So 7 says is atma sthiti karana. And without atma, world cannot exist. In short, atma is the very essence of the world. And to establish this, the Upanishad uses a nyaya, a logic that is going to be used. And we will show the example and thereafter we will explain the nyaya. How do you know that clay is the very essence of pot or clay is sthiti karanam for pot? It is very simple. The logic used by the Upanishad is, if you have to grasp the pot, if you want to hold the pot or grasp the pot, perceive the pot, you can never do that without perceiving the clay. Try to see ornaments without seeing gold. It is impossible. Try to see furniture without seeing wood. It is impossible. So we get the generalization. If we cannot grasp Y, the pot, without grasping X, the clay, then we can conclude that X, the clay, is the essence of Y, the pot. I hope you are with me. So Acharya writes in his Bhashyam, Yasya grahanam vina, yasya grahanam na sambhavati, tatrim tasya saraha, the essence of Atma. And keeping this, Acharya says, you can never perceive anything in world without consciousness involved, without the perception or inference of the consciousness, inference of the consciousness or the Chaitanya. So Chaitanya grahanam vina, without that, jagat grahanam na sambhavati. You cannot see anything without seeing the consciousness. Try to see the world without consciousness or awareness. Impossible. Whenever you are aware of the pot, what else is also shining? Awareness. When you say pot, when you say part is, along with that part jnanam also is. So along with part jnanam also is. Therefore, ghata appreciation, part appreciation is in the form of ghata jnanam. Try to appreciate anything in the world without consciousness. We cannot. Every existence of a thing, I am able to talk about only because of awareness, consciousness. Therefore, chaitanya grahanam vina, kashyapi grahanam na sambhavati. Therefore, chaitanyam eva sarva saraha. Chaitanyam eva sthiti karanam of creation. Therefore, chaitanyam is the samanya rupam. All these things of the world, they are all visesha rupam. Chaitanyam is a samanya rupam, common things, general thing for everything. And the things of the world, vishayas, they are all visesha rupam. So, specific object, visesha vastu, they are all grasped along with samanya chaitanya, the general chaitanya. So all parts are visesha rupam. Clay is the samanya rupam, the common thing. That visesha grahanam is with the help of samanyam, the common thing. All the visesha jnanam is possible because of samanya chaitanya. And to convey this idea, the Upanishad uses three examples in these three shlokas. All are similar examples. The first example is of a drum. It is dundubihi. Second example is a conch, shankam. And third example is veena. Veena, the musical instrument. So what does the Upanishad say? When drum or conch or veena is sounded, we know that there is sound. First, you appreciate the sound. That sound is called the samanya rupa. In the sound itself, we can have so many varieties. Just as different ragas, high pitch, low pitch, raga alapana, all that thing, all the differences are vishesha sabdaha. So the Upanishad says the vishesha sabdas can never be grasped without grasping the samanya shabda. Varying sound and raga cannot be grasped without samanya shabda. Imagine there is a deaf person. Someone is playing beautiful veena. He cannot hear. If you ask him, even if you don't hear the sound, tell me what is the raga. when he cannot hear Samanya Shabda itself, where is the question of Vishesha Grahanam? From this we come to know Samanya Shabda is important. It is Satyam. Vishesha Shabda is Mithya. It is superimposed. It cannot exist separate from Samanya Shabda. And similarly, the Upanishad says, Chaitanyam is the only Samanya Vastu. I am, I am, I am. I am the Chaitanyam is always there. And in that Samanyam alone, various Visheshas come. I am a man, I am woman, I am husband, I am wife, I am seer of part, I am manager. All these things are Visheshas appearing and disappearing. But for grasping any of the Visheshas, what should be there in common? The common thing is, I am, I am, I am. That awareness must be there. Without I am, it is not possible to grasp the world. So, Samanya Chaitanya Grahanam Vina, Kopi Jagat Anubhavaha Na Sambhavati. Therefore, Chaitanya Meva Siti Karna. Jagat is Chaitanya Atmakam Eva. And this is the logic applied in the 7th, 8th and the 9th slokas. And as we said, three examples are given here. All the three examples convey the same idea. Sloka 7 gives the first example of Dundubi, the drum. Dundubi Vishesha Sabda requires Dundubi Samani Sabda. And Shloka 8 gives the second example of conch, Shankha. So Shankha Vishesha Sabda requires Shankam Samanya Sabda. And similarly, Shloka 9 gives the third example of Veena. So Veena Vishesha Sabda requires Veena Samani Sabda. So from this we make a generalization that any Vishesha cannot exist separate from the general Samanya. No particular can exist without the general. Therefore our conclusion is the general becomes Satyam while the particular Shabda is Mithya. Now we extend this Shabda example to the world. When you grasp different things, you say man is, woman is, table is, chair is, all those things when you say, in all these perception, what is generally grasped? Man is the isness, woman is the isness. Try to grasp the man without the isness. Without existence, satta, kevala satta, isness, you cannot see the man, the woman. You cannot see anything without the existence. Existence as noun here. Therefore, Satta Samanya Grahanena Satta Vishesha Grahanam Sambhavati. So only by the experience of general existence, Nirvishesha Satta, then alone you can grasp the Vishesha Satta. Therefore, what is general and what is particular now? Existence is general and things in the world are all particular, and according to logic, general is real and particular is unreal. In short, existence is real and man, woman, world, all those things are unreal, mithya. Now we can argue from another angle also. When you experience a man, a person, you have Purusha Jnanam, Stri Jnanam, Ghata Jnanam, Vriksha Jnanam, when you perceive all this. So while grasping every particular object, what are commonly grasped is the Jnanam and Jnanam only. The Jnanam is in non-specific experience, which is in and through all specific experiences. So non-specific experience is general, called awareness. The specific experience are particular. So what is the conclusion now? The non-specific general awareness, Samanya Nirvishesha Jnanam, is Satyam. And man, woman, table, and all those things are all unreal. Unreal means Mithya. Therefore, what is the essence of the universe? Satchidatmaka Atma, Sat Chit Atmaka Atma. Atma eva sthiti karanam api. Incidentally, we get some practical information also from this. To grasp the Atma, what experience we should have? To grasp the goal, which ornament should we see? To grasp the goal, which ornament we should see? Any ornament you see, you experience gold alone. Any particular experience involves the general experience. And the general is Atma. Therefore, when we experience Atma, we should ask the counter question, when we do not experience Atma. When I experience a mic or the computer, mic Rama Rupa is Vishesha and Asti is, mic is, that asti is atma. So my jnanam, computer jnanam, they are all those. Jnanam is atma. That is why Kena Upanishad, we already saw that here in Kena Upanishad, pratibodham viditam matam. Thus atma is ever evident. In fact, without atma, nothing can become evident at all. When such a very clear teaching is there, Upanishad feels, the tragedy is people listen to all these and still say, we understood Vedanta, but we don't experience Atma Anubhava. Further, they want to go into Samadhi. What do you experience out of that Samadhi? A particular experience. The Upanishad says, every particular experience is Mithya. And having clearly heard it, still we go in for a particular experience. That is the bigger tragedy for the teacher actually, not for the student. Because what we say is, Jagrat avasthayam atmanubhavaha eva, that is the foundation. Tasmin eva anye anubhavaha tishtanti. So sopnavasthayam api samanya chaitanya anubhave eva sarve anye anubhavaha tishtanti. So in Sushupti, all Visesha experiences are not there. Even then, Nirvisesha Chaitanyam is there, and because of that, only absence of Visesha Anubhavas are experienced. Therefore, in what avastha is Atma? It is in the fourth avastha, Turi avastha. Remember that? We say that even now, every one of you experience the Atma, which is you, the Chaitanyam. And because of that Samanya awareness alone, my words come and go. Thus, Atma is Upadana Karanam and Sthiti Karanam. Now we have to establish Atma is Srishti and Laya Karanam also, which come in the following shlokas. Shloka number 10, 2.4.10. Sayatam Ardraidha Gnehe Abhyahitatam Pritak Dhuma Vinischarantim Evam Va Arem Asya Mahato Bhutasyam Nishvasitametad Yadrigvedaham Yajurvedaham Samavedaham Atharvangirasaham Itihasa Puranam Vidya Upanishadaham Shlokaham Sutranim Anuvyakyananim Vyakyananim Asya Evam Yetani Nishvasitanim. So in the last three mantras, it was said that Atma is Sthiti Karanam and Sara, the essence that was established. And in this 10th mantra, Atma is Srishti Karanam is being said. That is, the whole creation arises out of Atma. And for this purpose, another example is given here. The whole Brahmanam is very, very important with many important mantras. This I already told you. This is often quoted in Brahma Sutra. So, Shastra Yonitvat, iti Tritiye Sutra, in the third Sutra of Brahma Sutra, this is quoted. So, this particular mantra. So now what is the example given there? In fact, this mantra is the basis for the third sutra, Brahma Sutra. We are going to see that when we do Brahma Sutra. So what is the example given here? Suppose you have some wet fuel, a fuel which is wet. We'll say wet wood. So kashta rupena, when you burn it, then what? Fire comes, of course. And which was that potentially inside the wood. The agni tattvam is there. Many sparks, they come. And also dhumaha, the smoke. Thus, fire, spark, and smoke all arise out of that wet wood fuel that is burnt. And before the actual burning act, where were the sparks, fire, and smoke? The smoke, fire, etc. were potentially in the wood. And the time comes when all of them come to manifestation, which we term it as burning. Similarly, in the Atma, the unseen form, the unmanifest form of the whole creation is present. And when the time comes, the smoke-like universe, the spark-like universe, they all arise out of Atma alone. This is point number one. And instead of using the word universe, the Upanishad says it as Vedas are born out of Atma. You have heard this is Veda, Ayurveda and all. So Vedas are born out of Atma. So Veda is Upalakshanam for the entire universe. How? For that, Acharya gives a logic. Veda is Shabda Prapancha. Veda is the world of words, Padam. Veda is Vak or Shabda or Pada Prapancha. And we know the padam cannot be separated from padarthaha. Vak cannot be separated from vagartaha. Vagartha viva sampritto vagartha pradipatti. So shabda cannot be separated from shabdarthaha. So abhidhana cannot be separated from abhideyaha. Nama cannot be separated from nami. So when we say shabda prapancha is born, it also includes the artha prapancha. Therefore, when we say tasmadva ye tasmad atmana akasha sambhutaka in Taittiriya, when we say this, we understand akasha shabda and akasha padartha both are born out of atma. Similarly, vayupadam and vayupadartha, agnipadam, agnipadartha. In short, Veda and Prapancha are born out of Atma. That is point number two. And one more point is, it gives a comparison. Just as breathing comes out of me, or Pranavayu is breathed out of Jiva, similarly, from Ishvara or Atma, Vedas come out. That is why in Puranas, they say, Vedas are like breath of the Lord. Yes, in Ishvashitam Veda, they say that. So nishvashitam iva natu nishvashitam, like nishvashitam, it is not nishvashitam itself. Why this example? Through these two ideas are conveyed here. Number one, effortlessness. So anayasaha, we breathe effortlessly, not even we are aware of it. If it is a willful or effortful action, then you cannot even listen to the class. But you are not even aware that you are breathing. In the same way, for Paramatma or Ishvara, Jagat Srishti is as effortless affair. Sankalpa Matrena, Maya Viva Vijrambayati, Apa Mahayogi Vayaswechaya. In Dakshinamurti Stotra, we saw that. So effortlessly, the Lord creates. And another important idea is, this breathing is a cyclic process. It goes in, comes out, goes in, comes out. There is no beginning. Similarly, Veda also is not a fresh creation of the Lord. Lord is not author of the Vedas. On the other hand, Vedas have been always there, disappearing in Lord during Pralayam and manifesting during Srishti. Thus, Bhagavan does not initiate Vedas. Bhagavan is responsible only for manifestation and unmanifestation of the Vedas. And remembering these three points, now let us look at the mantra now. He says, Ardra Eda Agnehe, wet wood fire is abhyahita, well kindled by fanning. What comes out? Dhumaha vinischaranti, smoke comes out. We can now include sparks also in this. Evam, in the same way, Are O Maitreyi, Asya Mahato Bhutasya Nishvasitam. Mahato Bhutasya is infinite reality, aparichinna paramatika vastunaha atmanaha nishvasitam, breathing of that atma is the entire creation consisting of Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Atharvangirasaha, all of them they emerge. Not only that, itihasas, puranas, vidyam, upanishadaham, shlokas, sutrani, anuvyakyanani and vyakyanani, all of them come out. Now we have to carefully note, the word itihasa, purana and all those things given here, they have got a common meaning that we all know. Itihasa means Ramayana, Mahabharatam, they are all itihasas. Puranam, Bhagavata Purana, Markandeya Purana, Skanda Purana, they are all puranas. But in this context, the meaning is totally different. Let us not confuse with those puranas and itihasas. What do they mean here? They represent different parts of Vedas. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, four Vedas indicate Vedas mantra bhaga. Itihasa, Purana and all those things, they indicate the Brahmana bhaga Vedas. Therefore, mantra bhaga is divided into four and Brahmana bhaga is divided into eight. Itihasa, Purana, Vidya, Upanishads, Shlokam, Sutrani, Anuvyakyanani and Vyakyanani, all the eight. So, Veda is born out of Ishvara's Nishvasitam, the breath. And why this interpretation? He gives logic also. Shankaracharya gives the logic. Remember, Veda alone is supposed to have originated from Paramatma, Apaurusheya Granthaha. Ramayana, Mahabharata, and all of them are man-made. Valmiki, Vyasa, and all those rishis wrote them. And what is Ashtavida Brahmanam? Itihasa is story portion of Brahmanam. Just as Acharya quotes that, you know, Pururavas and all those people in the stories in Veda itself. And Puranam, Srishti portion of creation, whereas origination of the world is talked about. Because Purana means what? Whatever is ancient, what happened long ago. Asadva idamagra asit, sadeva somya idamagra asit, atmava idameva agra asit. All those terms, we are already very familiar because we have seen all the Upanishads which have these words. So from Atma, Srishti came, Stiti came, Srishti came now. So creation is called Purana. Then Vidya. Vidya means Acharya comments upon this as the various arts known by Devatas and mentioned in the Vedas like dance or music and all that. They are called Devajana Vidya. And then Upanishadaha. We saw this also briefly in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad itself, this term. Satyasya Satyam, if you remember that discussion, Satyasya Satyam Iti Upanishad. So as a secret code name, or Rahasya Namadeyam. So Upanishad means Rahasya Namadeyam. Then Sloka, mantras quoted in Brahmana portion of the Vedas, as we see in Taittiriya Upanishad. Tadapyesha Shloko Bhavati, Pranam Deva Anupranamti, Manushya Apashavaschaye, Vijnanam Yajnam Tanute, all those terms. They all then comes, these are all the shlokas, which are all called mantra portions in the Brahmana portion of the Vedas. Quoted in that. And Sutrani. Sutrani is Sangraha Vyakhyani. They are Vyakhyani. They are all scriptic statements, maxim like statements, which contain the entire teaching. For example, Brahma Vida Apnoti Param. That contains the entire essence of Brahmanandavalli in Taittiriya Upanishad. So in Brihadaranyaka itself, two sutrams we already saw. One is Vidya Sutram, Atma Ityeva Upasita, 1.4.7. And similarly, Avidya Sutram, Anyosau Anyaha Aham Asmiti Sahana Veda, 1.4.10. That is, ignorance means Ishwara and myself are different. That is ignorance. And Jnanam means both are same. The scriptic statements that contains the essence of Vedantic teaching, that is called Sutrani. Let us not confuse this Brahma Sutra, Yoga Sutras, Vyagna Sutras and all. Don't confuse with them. Because they are all what? They are all Paurusheya Sutrani, created by a person. Here we talk about Apaurusheya Sutrani. And the next one is Anuvyakyanani, explanation of Sutra Mantras, Sutra Vivarana Bhutani, the elaboration of Sutra Bhuta Mantras. For example, Brahma Vit Apnoti Param is Sutra Mantra. So from Tadeshabhyanukta, so Tadeshabhyanukta, from that thing, the entire Taittiriya Upanishad is Anuvyakhyanam or its explanation. Similarly, 1.4.7 of the Upanishad, Atma Ityeva Sutra Vakyam is there, and the entire second chapter is supposed to be the commentary upon Vidya Sutram occurring in chapter 1, which I already mentioned at that time. So next one is Vyakhyanani. Vyakhyanani means elaboration of mantras of Brahmana Bhaga. We have to be careful here. Anuvyakhyana is what? It is Sutra Vivarana. So Saptanna Brahmanam begins with 4 or 5. I hope you remember the Saptanna Brahmanam. We have already done this. Begins with 4 or 5 mantras. So Brahmanam means the name of a section and with subdivisions or chapters in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. This convention we should be familiar. Brahmanam means it's a section, name of a section. And later, Saptanna Brahmanam, and later we find in the very same Brahmana, Saptanna Brahmanam, those mantras were explained. So mantra portion is called the Shloka and explanation portion is called Vyakhyan. And in the same way, another example is in first chapter itself, second Brahmana also, Asatoma Sadgamayam, Tamasoma Jyotirgamayam, Mrityorma Amritam Gamayam, the mantra is quoted and the Upanishad itself explains that mantra. So that mantra portion is called Shloka and explanation portion is called Vyakhyana. Then Asya Eva Yetani Nishvasitani. All these Chaturvida Mantra Bhaga and the Ashtavida Brahmana Bhaga Sarve Sarva Yetade are like what? Asyam Nishvasitam. Asyam Paramatmanaha Nishvasitam. The breath of Maya Sagitam Brahman. Because the moment Srishti comes, what comes? Maya comes. Moment Sritti comes, Maya comes. That should be understood. So we have seen two significances of the word Nishvasitam now. Number one is effortlessness of Bhagavan. So Shankaracharya himself tells, anayasatvam shuchyate anena. And the second significance that indicates Veda is not even the creation of the Lord, since it existed even during pralayam. So just like our breath, which goes in and out, coming out during pralaya kala, Veda goes inside the Lord and remains in dormant form. During srishti, it only becomes manifest again, but it is not freshly produced. Therefore, even Bhagavan is not considered as the author of Vedas, but only assists in the manifestation of Vedas, which was there in unmanifest form before. Therefore, what? Ishvara is the cause of Shabda Prapancha. Therefore, Ishvara is the cause of Artha Prapancha. And hence, Ishvara is Sarva Jagat Srishti Karanam. So far what we have seen, Paramatma is Srishti Karanam, Sthiti Karanam. And what remains now? Laya Karanam, that comes in the next mantra we will read. Mantra number 11. Sayatha Sarvasam Apam Samudrayekayanam Yevam Sarvesham Sparshanam Tvagekayanam Yevam Sarvesham Gandhanam Nasikeyekayanam Yevam Sarvesham Rasanam Jihvayekayanam Yevam Sarvesham Rupanam Chakshurekayanam Yevam Sarvesham Shabdhanam Shrotramekayanam Yevam Sarvesham Sankalpanam Manayekayanam Yevam Sarvasam Vidyanam Hridayamekayanam Yevam Sarvesham Karmanam Hastavekayanam Yevam Sarvesham Anandanam Upasthayekayanam Yevam Sarvesham Visarghanam Ayurekayanam Yevam Sarvesham Advanam Adavekayanam Yevam Sarvesham Vedanam Bhagekayanam. So the essence of this mantra is Atma is Layasthanam of the entire universe. Here Layasthanam means the ground of dissolution, the locus of resolution. So the Layasthanam is indicated in this mantra by the word Ekayanam. Ekatva Praptihi Sthanam Ekayanam. So where multitude gets reduced into one. So the place where Dvaitam gets reduced to Advaitam. Plurality gets reduced to non-duality. Ayanam means Ayate Gachati Asmin or Liyate Asmin Iti Ayanam. So we saw in Mundaka Upanishad already, the third Mundakam, second Kandam, Yatha Nadya Chandamana Samudre Astam Gachanti Namarupe Vihayam Tata Vidvan Namarupa Vimuktaha Parat Param Purushamupaiti Divyam. So like the rivers, the streams and all of them, they resolve into Eka Samudraha in one ocean finally. Everything resolves into the ocean called the Paramatma. In Ashwamedha Brahmanam, we already saw, we said the Vitpatti for Samudra, Sarvani Bhutani Asmat Sam Utpatya Dravanti Iti Samudraha, Paramatma is called Samudra. And if you look at the sloka now, Sarvasam Apam. Apam means all types of rivers, streams, all of them, they reach the ocean. The whole world is reduced into 12 parts for the convenience of our study here. What are the 12 parts? Pancha Jnanendriya Vishayaha, objects of 5 Jnanendriyas. Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, and Gandha. So the other five parts are Pancha Karmendriya Vishayas, then so Pancha Jnanendriyas, Pancha Karmendriyas, then all Sankalpas, Mano Vishayaha, are all experiences. Then finally, all Buddhi Vishaya, Vijnanani, which are all objects of Buddhi. So 10, Pancha Jnanendriyas, Pancha Karmendriyas, 10, Manaha, 11, Buddhi, 12. So many Vishayas, they constitute 12 parts. And here, the resolution is supposed to take place gradually, kramataha. Of this gradual resolution, only the first stage is mentioned in the Upanishad here. The rest are to be understood by us. Even if you don't understand, we refer to the guidebook, namely Sankarabhashyam. So what is the first stage? There's two notes. So Shrotrasya Vishayaha, Shabda is there. So Shabdas are manifold, varieties of Shabdas are there, thousands of words. All are different Shabdas and words. My own speech now contains so many sounds with various voice modulations. Then you take all the music, Western music, Eastern music, all Vishesha Shabdas, first get dissolved into Samanya Shabda. This is the first stage of resolution. And then all Samanya Shabdas dissolve into Shabda Vishaya Sankalpa or sound experience. So Vishesha Shabdas dissolve into Samanya Shabda. And Samanya Shabdas dissolve into Samanya Vishaya Sankalpa or the sound experience. We get the experience from sound. Sound is external and experience is internal in mind. All particular sounds, they are all reduced into general sound, which is reduced into Shabdam Sankalpa. So all experiences are reduced to one awareness called Vijnana. So in sleep, what happens? In sleep, all our particular experiences are reduced to one general awareness. Now, similarly, all rupas follow the same method. So Vishesha Rupani get reduced to Samanya Rupam, that gets reduced to Samanya Rupa Sankalpa, and all Sankalpas are reduced to Vijnanam Chaitanya. So Vishesha Shabda dissolves into Samanya Shabda Sankalpa, dissolved into Vijnanam or Jnanam or Chaitanya. So in the same way, we have to take into Karmendriyas also. For example, Hasta, the hands. So Vishesha Grahanam, holding of something, Vishesha Grahanam gets reduced to Samanya Grahanam into Samanya Grahana Sankalpa, the experience, and then to Vijnanam, the awareness, and Chaitanya. So when we come to the mind, actually in all these things there are four steps. Whereas when we come to the mind, we need not go to Bahya Prapancha at all. We have to take all the manas sankalpas and straight away reduce to Vijnanam or Chaitanyam. So no need for four stages, only two stages are enough. Similarly, all the knowledge of buddhi, all pieces of knowledge in the buddhi get resolved into one Vijnanam. This is the saram of all these mantras. Now if you look at the mantra, sarvesham sparshanam tvag ekayanam. Here we have to know Twag is not the organ of touch. But in this context, Twag means Samanya Sparshaha. Thus, Sarvesham Sparshanam, Samanya Sparshaha, Layasthanam is the resolution ground. And later we have to supply Samanya Sparshasya, Sankalpaha Layasthanam, and Sankalpasya Vijnanam, and Vijnanam is Layasthanam, and all that we have to supply. That is not given in the Upanishad, we have to supply. So, Evam Sarvesham Gandha Jnanam Nasike Ekayanam Samanya Gandaha and Samanya Gandhasya Sankalpaha Layasthanam Sankalpasya Vijnanam Layastha. So Sankalpa is experience, Vijnanam means awareness. Then Sarvesham Rasanam Jihva Ekayanam. Jihva means taste. So Samanya Rasa Ekayanam, then Sankalpa Vijnana, the same four steps. And Sarvesham Rupanam Chakshuhu Ekayanam. Chakshuhu means Samanya Rupam. Then Sarvesham Shabdanam Shrotram Ekayanam. So Samanya Shabdaha. With this the Pancha Jnanandriyas are also taught. Next is the Samanya Mind. Sarvesham Sankalpanam Manaha Ekayanam. Samanya Sankalpaha Ekayanam. Sankalpasya Vijnanam Ekayanam. Then Sarvasam Vidyanam Hridayam Ekayanam. Here Hridayam means Buddhi. So not the heart, buddhi. So samanya vidyam and samanya vidyaya. Then vijnanam ekayam. Then evam sarvesham karmanam hastav ekayadanam. Here hastav means samanyam karma and sarvesham anandanam upastaha, the organ of generation is ekayam. Upastaha means samanya anandam. Then sarvesham visarganam payuho. And here payuho means samanya visarga, the rejection, the excretion in general. Then Sarvesham Advana. Advana means all types of travels by train, by plane, by car, by cart, whatever it is. What is common? Samanya Gadihi Padav. Padav means general movement is Layasthanam for all particular movements. Then Sankalpaha Vijnana. These are the other two steps. Then Sarvesham Vedana. Vishesha Shabdana. Vedana means Vishesha Shabdana. Vak Ekayadanam. So, Samanya Shabdaha. Vedana means Shabdana. So, in short, Vijnanam or awareness is the Layasthanam of the entire universe. For which Upanishad gives so many examples. And how do we prove it? Prove it now? It's very simple. The moment you sleep off, all Jnanendriyams, they withdraw. All Vishayas, they resolve. Similarly, Karmendriyas, mind, buddhi, they all withdraw. And what is left? Only awareness. That is why Sukamaham Aswaptam Nakinjit Avedisham. Kasmat Kinchin Avedisham. Kasyachanapi Vastunaha Tatra Abhav. They are not the Linatva. They are not there at all. So our very sleep is an example. And the next example is Pralaya also. And the final example is Videha Muktihi. During sleep, the world is resolved. During Pralayam, world is resolved. During Videha Mukti also, world is resolved. So for Videha Mukti, Acharya uses the word Atyantika Pralayaha, or final dissolution. Why? Because in sleep, the world resolves all right, but it comes back on waking up. In Pralayam, the world resolves, but comes back again in the next Srishti. But in Videha Mukti, world never resolves. But the next Srishti is not there for him. World resolves though, but next for Videha Mukti, world resolves, but next Srishti is not there for the Jnani. Now the question is, this mantra refers to Laya, Pralaya, or Videha Mukti is the question. Because in all the three, Atma is Layasthan. We already saw again in Mundaka Upanishad, Gata Kala Panchadasha Pratishtaha Devascha Sarve Pratidevatasum Karmani Vijnanamayascha Atma Pare Avyaye Sarve Eki Bhavanti Atyantika Pralayaha Mokshaha. Another name of Videha Mukti. So why Acharya takes it as Atyantika Pralayaha? Because next mantra has the clue. Whatever is the pralaya we take, what is the essence of the mantra? It is Atma ki laya karana. Whether it is laya or pralaya or atyantika pralaya, Atma is the resolution ground. Thus it is concluded that Atma is srishti, sthiti, laya karanam in all the shlokas. Shloka number 12. Sayatam Saindavakilyaha Udake Prastaham Udakameva Anuviliyetam Nahasyam Udgrahanaye Vasyatam Yato Yatastwadaditam Lavanamevam Yevamva Arem Idam Mahadbhutam Anantam Aparam Vijnanaghanayevam Ete Pyopudebhutebhyaham Yamut Samuttayam Tanyevanubinashyatim na pretya sanyastitim are revimiti ho vacham yajnavalkyaham. This atyantika pralaya in the case of a jnani, that is the videha mukta purushaha, that is further clarified in this shloka. What happens at the time of videha mukti? What was that before the Mukti? When Jnani was alive as an individual, the consciousness was what? Reflected consciousness, where? In the body-mind complex. And therefore, consciousness was available as though crystallized or located consciousness as it were. Even the consciousness is unlocated, it is formless, it is general in nature because of the presence of Karya Karana Sangata, namely the body-mind complex. The consciousness was located as it were. I am using all these terms, Karya Karana Sangata and all, very liberally. In fact, I use the word, I am a conscious being. And when I refer to myself as a conscious being, am I referring to the all-pervading consciousness or the 150-pound or 160-pound me? I am referring to an individual which is located, and not only I seem located, I am, it is condensed consciousness, I seem to have movement from here to there. In fact, not one located consciousness, but so many crystals of consciousness are sitting. Now, what happens during Videha Mukti? The water of crystallization is melted, as it were, through the heat of jnanam. What happens is, the sthula sukshma karana shariram, which is responsible for the location of consciousness, for the crystallization of consciousness, for the condensation of consciousness, that upadhi, that medium, that goes away. Upadhi that was holding the consciousness together, as it were, that goes away. And what happens? We are talking about Vidyamukta, who is the jnani, who is no more. The consciousness which was located before is now available as unlocated, uncondensed, gaseous or liquid, like melting of the iceberg. The solid is gone. It's available like that. So, Shaityakya Upadhi Sambandhat Jalam Karaka Rupena Asit. Water was crystallized in the form of an iceberg because of Shaityam, cold condition. That coldness is the Upadhi. So, the coldness, with that, because of that thing, when the Shaityam is removed, the crystallized or the located water becomes all-pervading samudra. Now we are all what? As though crystallized consciousness now. On getting Videha Mukti, we become all general consciousness. Now we are all specified consciousness. Upon Videha Mukti, we become general consciousness. Here the example taken for Layam is Atyantika Pralayam, or Videha Mukti is the salt crystal that can be born out of the salt, out of the salty ocean. So salt water is compared to Atma Tattvam, and the Jiva is compared to the salt crystals or the crystallized salt. And in the salt water, there is no division, individuality, plurality. No, it's only all samudra. But when the same water is crystallized, Acharya gives the reason as Bhauma Tejaha Karanataha, due to the heat of the bhumi, the earth, Bhauma Tejaha, the very same non-specific salt water becomes crystallized salt, having individuality and limitation. And this salt crystal is born out of salt water. It exists in salt water, or it exists because of salt water. And finally, when you put back into the ocean, the salt crystal loses its individuality and becomes one with the salt water. The individual salt, when merged with salt water, is not limited by time, not limited by space, and not only that, we cannot even take back the salt crystal from the ocean. We cannot even locate salt crystal, and it is gone once for all. The locatable salt crystal has lost its identity, individuality, location. And why we cannot locate it? Because anywhere you take the salt water, you get only the salty taste. It has become unlocatable. In the same way, comparable to the salt water is the all-pervading, non-specific, unlocatable consciousness or awareness, Samanya Chaitanyam. And because of the body-mind complex, Karya Karana Sangataha, comparable to the heat, the tejas of the ocean, due to which the crystal is formed, the salt crystal is formed. Here there is no heat and all that thing in this case, but the avidya janya karya karana upadhi, because of the upadhi sambandha, the non-specific consciousness becomes crystallized, as it were, or specific, or individualized consciousness. We call it by the name Chidabhasaha. This name is also very familiar to us, but I'm just only saying it again. Chit Pratibimba. And because of which one gets individuality, I am notion. He also feels, I am limited conscious being. I am located conscious being. Thus the Samanya Chaitanyam metamorphoses into Vishesha Chaitanyam, like the crystallized salt. And then what happens? When you put the water salt crystal into the ocean, it merges, so also avidya nivritya. By the removal of avidya, the ignorance, when one claims aham brahma asmi, identifies with Brahman as it were, or attains Videha Mukti, the karya karana upadhi is gone, and chidabhasa or vishesha samya or vishesha chaitanyam also is gone. There is no specific I. Nobody is there to say, I am. Before the merger, the jnani used to say, I am. After merger, Videha Mukti, even to say aham brahma asmi, I request a Vishesha Chaitanyam. Even to say aham brahma asmi, I require a Vishesha Chaitanyam. since it requires visheshta. So this is the essence of this important mantra, very important mantra also. Here two types of consciousness are very clearly indicated. These are all very important mantra. General consciousness is one, and there is particular consciousness, that is samanya chaitanyam and vishesha chaitanyam. The samanya chaitanyam is called chit, and vishesha chaitanyam is called chidabhasa. So this mantra is a clear source of pramana for chidabhasa. We have heard a lot about chidabhasa, many previous Upanishads also, whichever we have seen. Many people have written also about it, but not so much in Shankara's works though. But among Upanishads, in Brihadaranyaka alone, this has been so clearly pointed out as in this mantra. Since this is a unique pramana for chidabhasa chaitanyam, this mantra is considered very, very important. Now if you look at this mantra, yata saindava kilyaha. Example is sindoho jatam saindavam. Kilyaha means crystal. So udake prastaham, as the salt thrown into water, udakam eva anuviliyeta. The salt loses its form, individuality, its location, and it merges into salt water. Naha asya udgrahanaya. Udgrahanaya, we have to add samartha. We have to supply that. Iva syat. Nobody can take back that salt crystal after the salt crystal is dissolved into water. Word iva has no specific meaning. Acharya says it is called anarthakaha nipataha. And what do you find then? Yataha, yataha tu adaditha. From whichever part of the ocean you take the water, lavanameva, it is all saltiness only. There pervades everywhere. The saltiness pervades everywhere. It is not locatable. So up to this is example. Now Yajnavalkya, we have to remember who is doing what. Yajnavalkya is explaining to Maitreya. Now Yajnavalkya links to Atma Tattvam. Evam va are idam. Are means he is addressing Maitreya as are. Evam va are idam. Same way, evam va is all pervading consciousness comparable to the all pervading ocean of salt water. And what type of consciousness it is? Mahat, infinite, bhutam. It was, it is, and it will ever be. Trikale api tishtati iti bhutam. The second meaning of bhutam is also paramarthavas. So paramarthavashi means absolute reality, paramarthavashi. So it is neither pratibhasika satyam, nor it is vyavaharika satyam. But it is paramarthika satyam. All these three examples, the three names I have already introduced when we talked about satyasya satyam, that discussion earlier. So paramarthika satyam is absolute reality. It is anantam and aparam. Anantam, it is endless. And aparam, it is limitless. Actually, Sureshwaracharya, he makes a very subtle difference in his Vartika. He says, anantam means karana rahitam, no cause. And aparam means karya rahitam, no effect. So consciousness does not have any cause and any effect also. So karya karana vilakshanam swayam. Na jayate mriyate va vipaschit nayam kutaschit na bhutvam kakaschit na babuva kaschit. We already seen these things in the Upanishad all that. So this should not create any doubt now. So how can we say consciousness is devoid of karyam effect? Because just know what we said. World is born out of consciousness. World is sustained by consciousness, resolved into consciousness. So consciousness is srishti, sthiti and laya karanam. So the world became the karyam, the effect. Then how can we say that there is no karyam? For this we add an adjective here. A real karyam is absent, but mithya karyam or apparent karyam is there. And apparent karyam is as good as no karyam. Swapnavate, whatever appears in dream cannot be considered existent because it is unreal. It is mithya. Therefore, what is it? Vijnana ghanaha eva. It is pure, unalloyed consciousness. This vijnana ghanam and all these words are all very familiar to us. Mandukya. It is a homogeneous mass of consciousness. Acharya says ghanam. It indicates there is nothing other than consciousness. Consciousness alone was, consciousness alone is, and consciousness alone will ever be. We may get doubt. How do we say consciousness alone when we experience jada prapancha? All these things, Sula Prapancha, Sukma Prapancha, Karana Prapancha, all these things we are seeing. All being Jadam. In fact, the entire Anatma Prapancha is Jadavastu, inert. Then how do you say Chaitanyam alone is there? Chaitanyam and Jadam both are there. Seer is consciousness and seen is inert. We do see, seer, seen division. Consciousness, inert division we see. Seer, smeller, hearer. How do you say Vijnana Ghana Eva? We should know the entire Jada Prapancha is Mithya and cannot be counted because it does not exist independent of consciousness. Remember the Dundubi Shabda example? According to Vedanta, matter is false appearance of consciousness and matter in its real form is consciousness. Brahma Ivai Tadamritam Purastate Brahma Arpanam Brahma Habihi. All those statements we have already seen in Gita and other places, Upanishads. We should remember all the Bhada Samanyadi Karanya Vakyas. We already saw that earlier. So there was, I think, the last class of those class before we talked about the various Samanyadi Karanas. So Yetebhyaham Bhutebhyaham Samuttaya. So this crystallized consciousness, this specific consciousness, Vishesha Chaitanyam Samuttaya, it's born. Because of what? Yetebhyaham Bhutebhyaham, which refers to what? Karyam Karana Sangataha, the body mind complex is born, which refers to all that. So Karyam is Thula Shariram, Karanam is Sukma Shariram, and the Sangataha is the complex. So body mind complex. And because of the body mind complex, the specific consciousness, the located consciousness, the individualized consciousness is born. Or Chidabhasa Jataha is born, Chidabhasa. This is the main vakyam here. Etebhyaha Bhutebhyaha. For example, when a mirror is born, for example, you keep it outside so that it receives the reflections. Simultaneously, besides the mirror, what is also born? You find the reflection of the sun, that is also born. The moment you keep the mirror along with the mirror, you also see the reflection of the sun. Not original sun, but Surya Pratibimba, that is born. Along with that, mirror, darpanena hetuna, darpanena saha, along with darpanam, the mirror. And how long that reflected sun will be in that? As long as the sun is there, you find the reflection of the sun. And once the mirror is gone, is broken or lost, whatever it is, the reflected sun automatically disappears. That's what Swami Chinmayanandi, he gives a nice example. Imagine a bucket. And imagine there is water inside the bucket. And in the water, reflected sun is also there. And the bucket is compared to Sthula Shariram, the grass body. And water to Sukshma Shariram. And the Chidabhasa is compared to the reflection. Now Swamiji says, when you kick the bucket, this is the pun in word. So when you kick the bucket, what happens? The bucket is gone. Water is gone. Reflection also merges into the original and reflection is also gone. So assume Sukshma Shariram and Sthula Shariram are merged. The merging takes place. The discussion is all for whom? About the Jnani. So the merging takes place in different occasions. Easily available occasion is during deep sleep. Every day we go through. Suppose you sleep, the Sthula Shariram is not available for you. Mind is not available for you. And naturally, the specified consciousness, the located consciousness is also not available for you. The crystallized consciousness has become uncrystallized general consciousness in sleep. And that is why even I am is also not there. I am means individual. The world is also not there. Neither I am experienced, nor the world is experienced, because the specific consciousness is merged. So both the consciousness get merged into one in deep sleep. The saving grace for that is what? You get up again. Because prarabdham has to be again, it has to be exhausted. Similarly, during pralayam also, all the sthula sukshma shariram they are all merged. And specific consciousness are also merged with non-specific awareness alone is left. So when these things are all merged, what happens to specific consciousness? It also merges. So Yajnavalkya says, Tan eva anu vinashyati. Tan, tani, the very same body-mind complex, anu means along with body-mind complex, vinashyati perishas. What perishes is the specific consciousness and not general consciousness. General consciousness is what? Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, the absolute Brahman, Paramarthika Satyam. Nowhere Chaitanyam perishes. But here it is revealed that of the two Chaitanyams, one perishes and the other does not. One that does not perish is called Chit, and the one that perishes is called Chidabhasa. Because it cannot exist without the Upadhi, body mind complex. So in the common parlance, we do not mean the consciousness of the Vedanta. But we often say what? He has lost consciousness. Somebody is dying. He has lost consciousness. He is in coma. He has no prajna. And we also say consciousness is gone. And also we say consciousness has come back to him. All these expressions refer to what? We call Chidabhasa Chaitanyam, and it is from the standpoint, we say from the Chidabhasa, table has no consciousness. Here we refer to Chidabhasa Chaitanyam. But table has got Mahadbhutam, Anantam, Aparam, Vijnana Ganaha, pervades the table also. But the table does not sense me, does not recognize me. For recognizing, Samanya Chaitanyam is not enough. Vishesha Chaitanyam is also required. We should be very careful. For recognition, Vishesha Chaitanyam is also required. Underline also. For there is no Vishesha Chaitanyam without Samanya Chaitanyam. Therefore, in the world, we can divide the whole world into two portions. One portion is where Samanya Chaitanyam plus Vishesha Chaitanyam both are there. And the other one is where Samanya Chaitanyam alone is there. But we should note, there is no place where both the Chaitanyams are not there. We have only two possibilities, whether both are there or there is only Samanya Chaitanyam. Wherever both Chaitanyams are there, there we call it as living being. And wherever is only Samanya Chaitanyam, we call it as inert things. They only have Kevalasattva existence. In the sleeping man, Samanya Chaitanyam alone is active. While Vishesha Chaitanyam is dormant. When the person is in coma or he is in unconscious state, the Vishesha Chaitanyam stands withdrawn and he is not able to recognize anything and he is almost dead. And that is what is said here. Na pretya sanya asti. Pretya. So jnaninaha marananantaram. So parantakale videha mukti kale kimbhavati. At the time of death, kimbhavati. Sanya nasti. In the case of a jnani, at the time of death, he loses consciousness, the crystallized consciousness, the specific consciousness. Our Chidabhasa Chaitanyam is gone. And he is in Kevala Samanya Brahma Chaitanya Rupena Anuvartate Sarvatra. So for Samya, Acharya writes the explanation there, Vishesha Sanya, Sharira Sambandini Sanya. So Anyatva Darshana Lakshana Sanya. That consciousness which is aware of external world is no more with that jnani. Specific consciousness is not with him. Therefore, jnani will not say, I am, or I am doing upanyasam, all that he won't say. For all that Vishesha Chaitanyam is required. So, Vishesha Sajna Asti Are Bravimi. Yajnavalkya tells Maitreyi, Iti Bravimi, said Yajnavalkya. Thus he talked, Yajnavalkya talked to Maitreyi that Atma is Laya Karanam also. Thus all the Jivas in the form of Chidabhasa are born of Atma, sustained by Atma and merge into Atma Chaitanya. Yato vayima nibhuta nijayante ye najata nijivanti yatrayanti visam visanti. And what is our job? Instead of owning up Chidabhasa, the specific consciousness, we should own up the Chit, the non-specific consciousness. If I say I am Chidabhasa, I am samsari. And if I say I am Chit, I am asamsari. If I say I am Chidabhasa, I am located in the hall. If I say I am Chit, I am everywhere and I am immortal. Because Yajnavalkya did not clearly say that there are two consciousness Chaitanyams, Samanya Chaitanyam and Vishesha Chaitanyam. Maitreyi thought that there is only one Chaitanyam, which does not have beginning or end. And when Yajnavalkya says Sanya Nasti, what we understand is consciousness is gone. So Maitreyi feels that Yajnavalkya is contradicting. At one context, Chaitanyam is Nityam, he says, and at another place, Chaitanyam Nasti, Sankhya Nasti, he says. So Maitreyi asks Yajnavalkya for clarification in the next mantra, mantra 13, we will read. Sahovacha Maitreyi, Atraiva Ma Bhagavan, Amu Muhatam, Na Pretyam, Sanyastiti, Sahovacha Nava Arem, Aham Moham Bravimi, Alam Va Arem, Idam Vijnanayam. Sa Maitreyi Havacha. So after hearing the statement from Yajnavalkya, Maitreyi says in quotation, Hey Bhagavan, your Lordship, Mom, Mom means, Ma here means Mom. Mom means Mom. Amu Muhate, Amohayate, you have confused me now by saying, Na Pretya Sanya Asti Iti in the previous shloka. So it is quotation within quotation. So Maitreyi feels that Yajnavalkya is contradicting. And what type of contradiction he makes? What is the confusion? Maitreyi does not clarify. That we have to understand. How can you say the consciousness disappears after Videha Mukti? How can you say that the consciousness is absent in a jnani? This is Maitreyi's doubt. And Yajnavalkya says, Sahovacha, Yajnavalkya says, Nava are moham bravimi. I am not at all confusing you. I am very clear. Never made any contradictory statement at all. Alam va are idam vijnanaya. Alam means pariyaptam. My teaching is more than adequate for you. Sufficient. Idam atma tattvam vijnatum. To understand it. Atma, whatever I have told is enough. To understand the atma. It does not require any more clarification. If you have some buddhi or common sense, you must be able to decipher. From this what Yajnavalkya means is that when I said that pretya sajna nasti, the word sajna denotes particular Chidabhasa, particular consciousness, Chidabhasa Chaitanyam, that he clarifies. I only said Chidabhasa Chaitanyam is gone and not the original consciousness or Chit. When you look at the Jnani, there's consciousness also. One consciousness is the Chit, the original consciousness, and the other is the Chidabhasa because of the mind, the medium. He is a life conscious person because of what? Because of the Chidabhasa, Chaitanyam addition. During Videha Mukti, Jnani will lose mind and Chidabhasa, and he will no more be a live person as we understand, and he will no more be able to transact with us. But it does not mean he has lost consciousness, and in fact, he is Chit Sarvagata Chaitanyam, all pervading that Chaitanyam. So, where is the confusion in this? In fact, in Panchadashi, Vidyaranya gives a beautiful example for this in the 8th chapter. That he says, during the daytime, suppose you take a mirror and keep it outside, and with the mirror, throw a patch of light on the wall. Vidyaranya says, on that wall, you find two lights are available. The general light, because of which alone the wall is seen, called Samanya Surya Prakashaha. Suppose a person throws a patch of reflected light on my shoulder. The shoulder becomes brighter, and upon the shoulder, two lights are there. Namely, Samanya Surya Prakashaka and other Vishesha Surya Prakashaka. If mirror is broken, Vishesha Surya Prakashaka will go. But Samanya Surya Prakashaka will remain. Similarly, we find Samanya Chaitanyam is on table and all that thing in our bodies. But in our body, there is Samanya Chaitanyam and Vishesha Chaitanyam. Because of mirror, namely the mind, body mind complex mind, Supra Sharira, which we call live body or Jivatma. And at the time of death, the Vishesha Chaitanyam from the body goes away because mirror mind is broken. Then body is only like this table, inert. Pretya Sanya Asti. We say it is only Chidabhasa Nasti, but Sarvagada Chit Vartate Eva, it is there. So Sachit Eva, Brahma Chaitanyam Eva, Jnani Itim Vadamaha. That's what Yajnavalkya says. That's what I am saying. So Samanya Chaitanyam is ever there. Friends, what I said is enough. Yajnavalkya says to Maitreyi. And he also adds, if you are a Mandha Adhikari, a person who is a little dull, I will clarify with one more statement. So Yajnavalkya clarifies that in the next mantra, we will read 2.4.14. Yatra hi dvaitamiva bhavatim taditara itaram jigratim taditara itaram pashyatim taditara itaram shrunotim taditara itaram abhivadatim taditara itaram manutem taditara itaram vijnanatim yatra va asyam sarvam atmaiva abhutam tat khenakam jigretam tat khenakam pashyetam tat khenakam shrunuyatam tat khenakam abhivadetam tat khenakam manvitam tat khenakam vijaniyatam yenedam sarvam vijanatim tam khena vijaniyatam vijnataram arem khena vijaniyaditim. Another very important and often quoted mantra. Shankaracharya quotes this very often. And here, Yajnavalkya explains the statement, na pratya samnya asti. During Videha Mukti, Jnani becomes unconscious. His consciousness is gone. On what basis this was said is explained in this shloka. How can he say Jnani's consciousness is gone? We have already seen the answer. That is only elaborated here. Jnani's particularized consciousness is gone. Vishesha Chaitanyam is gone. Chidabhasa Chaitanyam is gone. This is the answer. And Yajnavalkya gives reason why Vishesha Chaitanyam or Vishesha Jnanam is gone. He says, if the Vishesha Chaitanyam, the Chidabhasa should be there, first condition is body-mind complex should be there. Only when body-mind complex is actively functioning, that is Chidabhasa and Ahankara, Jiva, individuality, they are all formed. When such individual located consciousness is formed, simultaneously, what happens? The objective universe also is there. When body comes, prapancha also comes with it. The body will not come alone. Thus, we have got duality. Not only duality, aham and idam. Aham and idam, this universe. When subject is born, object also simultaneously arises. Diyasaho deti diyastameti lokastato di pravibhasya yeshaham di loka janma kshaya dharma chayadhama purnam sadvastu janma kshaya shunyamekam diyasaha udeti diyasaha astameti with the aham particularizes chidabhasa rupa aham. With the aham, when it arises, the world arises. And when the chidabhasa resolves, world also resolves. How to prove it? Our own avastatrayam is the clear example. Our own three states of consciousness. When I wake up from a sleep, the body-mind complex becomes functioning. Chidabhasa, the located I, am born. And simultaneously, world and also coffee, they all arise. Or should arise. If coffee does not arise, then anger arises. Whatever it is, something arises. So whether swapna or jagat avastha, aham and idam. In swapna avastha or jagrat avastha, aham and idam simultaneously they arise. In sushupti, the mind is resolved. The mind is the trapped chidabhasa. Swamiji calls it the trapped chidabhasa is resolved. And the objective universe also is dissolved. Thus, when the mind and the objective world arise, then Vishesha Jnanam also arises. And when the mind arises, the Vishesha Jnanam arises. And there is Itara Itaram Pashyati. A seer sees the seeable objects. The hearer hears the hearable objects and so on. Here, who is the hearer? Who is the smeller? Who is the seer? Chidabhasa alone is capable of particular knowledge. Because particular knowledge requires vritti. Thought mode, and vritti requires mind, which requires chidabhasa. So mind plus chidabhasa is equal to itaraha in this shloka. So the mind plus chidabhasa is the subject, and the world is the object, and the interaction takes place, and varieties of experience come. And our responses to those experiences are thought of or worried about. Why me? We ask all those questions. Why Lord has chosen me for trouble and torture? All due to mind, the chidabhasa vritti, objectifying external world, all these thoughts, objectifying external world, which alone we call Vishesha Jnana. And when mind and chidabhasa are dissolved, there is no dvaitam. And when there is no Dvaitam, who sees whom? Who hears whom? Who smells whom? Because there is no Chidabhasa, there is no Vritti, no Vishaya for Vritti. Gata Kala Panjadasha Pratishtaha Devascha Sarve Pratidevatasu Karmani Vijnanamayascha Atma Parevyaye Sarva Eki Bhavanti. Eki Bhavanti, that is what is said here. Yatra Dvaitam Iva Bhavati. That there is duality in the form of mind, the world, and the Chidabhasa. Tat, tatra, tat means tatra. There alone, itaraha, itaraha, jihrati. One smells another, itaraha, itaraha. Itaram pashyati, one sees another. Itaraha, itaram shrunoti, one hears another. Itaraha, itaram abhivadati, one addresses another person. Itaraha, itaram manute, one thinks of another. Itaraha, itaram vijanati, one knows another. In fact, all transactions, all perceptual transactions, they require mind, world, and Chidabhasa. This is Dvaita. In the case of Videha Mukta Purushaha, what happens? The body is resolved, Chidabhasa is resolved, and therefore world is resolved. And that is what he says, Yatra va asya. Asya means, in the case of Videha Muktaha, Sarvam Atma eva abodha. When everything is nothing but Atma, there is no mind, no world, Chidabhasa and all that. Kena kam jigre. He has to repeat all those that said earlier. So Upanishad repeats all of them. He has to repeat them. Who will smell? Who will hear? Who will see? Tat kena kam manvita. And therefore, what happens for Vidya Muktaha? All perpetual transactions are gone for him. He does not have knowing, speaking, hearing, smelling, all those transactions. No transactions at all. Why? Because of the trapped consciousness, the Chidabhasa Chaitanyam is no more there. That does not mean Jnani is not there. Jnani continues to be there in the form of pure, all-pervading Chaitanyam. This is the statement, and this is called the Layam Atyantika Pralaya. In fact, in Mandukya Upanishad also we have seen this, when it says antaha prajnaha bahi prajnaha ganaha prajnana ganaha, all that, it is the Vishesha Chaitanyam that is talked about. And when it talks about turiyam, what it said, we already saw that nanta prajnam na bahish prajnam no bhayata prajnam na prajnana ganam na prajnam na prajnam. We saw all these things in Mandukya. It talks about unparticularized, non-specific Chaitanyam, the turiyam. Particularized consciousness, the Chidabhasa, was called Vishwa, Taijasa, and Pragya. Here it is called Chit. But if this mantra is not carefully understood, it can lead to a lot of misconceptions. Here what Yajnavalkya says is, when Dvaitam is not there, Vishesha Jnanams, that is the particular experiences, are not possible. This is the idea conveyed here. But many people misunderstand this and they reverse this. Wrongly they understand. Now we will discuss what are the wrong understandings possible. People think when Vishesha Jnanam is not there, there is Dvaitam. And when particular experiences are absent, there is Advaitam. This very unfortunate misconception. Once they make that wrong conclusion, how many wrong corollaries can come? Let us see some. For gaining moksha, we should reach Advaitam. Reach and within courts. So what is the misconception here? When there are particular experiences, there is Dvaitam. And when there are no particular experiences, there is Advaitam. So for moksha, one should gain Advaitam. To arrive at Advaitam, they say, we need to drop off all particular experiences. And how long will particular experiences continue? As long as vritti jnanams are there, thoughts are there. And see how consistently the mistakes are being committed. And this means you have to knock off all vrittis. Actually, we have seen this argument earlier in Chandogya also. So in support of their confusion, they quote Yoga Shastra. What does Yoga Shastra says? Yogaha chitta vritti nirodaha nirvikalpaka samadhi. Quoting scriptures. And they aim to knock off all vrittis. Then Vishesha Jnanam will go and Advaitam will come. What really happens is, you knock off all the vrittis, but mind starts producing new vrittis. They don't know what to do then. Then they talk of removing the vasanas. So that is Vasana Kshayam. This term also is familiar to us when we talked about in Chandogya. Then they discover Vasanas are anadi. Avidya, Vasanaya, they are all originless. They don't know what to do then. And then they say, as long as mind is there, Vasanas will continue. Therefore, they attempt to do what? Mano Nashaka. Therefore, Dvaita Nivrityartham, Visesha Vijnana Nivrittihi, and Visesha Vijnana Nivrityartham, Vasana Nivrittihi, and Vasana Nivrityartham, Mano Nivrittihi, Mano Nashaka. This is called Brahmavit Varishtaha. In their parlance. Previously, if he goes to Samadhi, he will get up himself. He can go to some individual Samadhi. After some time, he will get up. And he will not get up. Then he will get up Brahmavit stage and so on. So in that state, if you, for example, in some cases in advanced this thing Samadhi, he might perhaps not wake up. If you wake him up, he will get up. But in the Brahmavit state, when he becomes Brahmavit Varishtam, what happens? If you open his mouth, it will remain open. Yes, it will not close. If you feed him, it stays in the mouth only. It won't go inside. So actually, Acharya commentators, when they say, even crows can feed on their mouth because food is, they are still sitting. Who wants that state? So our birds will make a nest even in his beard. So people say all kinds of various things. They are in the beard or in the jata. So Brahmavit Varishta state. It is not accepted by Vedantins. They ask, what is the difference between him and an inert object, a table? Both do not have manaha. Both do not have vrittis. Both do not have vasanas. So all because of one fundamental misconception based on this statement. What is it here? If no dvaitam, there is no visesha jnanam. But they thought, if visesha jnanam is not there, dvaitam is gone. Advaitam say, all these are wrong. Advaitam does not come by the negation of visesha jnanam or vritti jnanam. Then how does advaitam come? Advaitam never comes or goes. In bold letters, advaitam never comes or goes. We are talking of advaitam which ever is. Advaitam need not come by the elimination of visesha jnanam. This should be very clear. Advaitam does not require nirvikalpaka samadhi. It does not require vritti nivritti. It does not require vasana nivritti or mano nivritti. Then one may ask, do you mean to say that when there is visesha jnanam also, there is advaitam? We say, yes. Advaitam is there when there is visesha jnanam also and when there is no visesha jnanam also. Visesha jnanam astiva nava advaitam asti. Then one may ask, how can this be possible? When there is visesha jnanam, there is the experience of duality. Itara itaram pashyati ishrunoti jigrati, we already just know read. How can there be advaitam? For that we say, my dear, when there is visesha jnanam, vritti, vasana, mind, etc., there is experience of dvaitam. No question about that. But the dvaitam is unreal dvaitam, which is mithya dvaitam, which cannot disturb advaitam at all. So unreal dvaitam is there. That means it doesn't have independent existence. That's what it means. Then also there is advaitam. And if unreal dvaitam is not there, then also there is advaitam. So let it be there. So what? Let dvaitam be there. Let the world be there. Let us all experience the world. But advaitam is. So what is important is to understand unreal dvaitam, mithya dvaitam as unreal dvaitam. And we need not negate dvaitam at all. Our visesha jnana, we don't have to negate. And there's the last question again. How do you know dvaitam is unreal? That's a big question. Which does not disturb advaitam at all. For that we say, this mantra should be properly understood. Yatrahi dvaitam eva bhavati. Eva should be underlined, bold letters. Yatrahi dvaitam eva bhavati. Eva is the $1 million word. Where there is as though dvaitam. Therefore, visesha vijnana may be there. And yet one can understand advaitam, and such a person is called Jivan Muktaha. For Videha Muktaha, no Visesha Jnanam, that is the difference. Then Yajnavalkya concludes his teaching with two famous statements. Yena idam sarvam vijanati tam kena vijaniyat and vijnataram are kena vijaniyat. what is the idea contained in these two statements, important statements. I have to explain and then only I can come to this line. Maybe I may take a few more minutes. It was pointed out that during Videha Mukti, Dvaitam is resolved. Everything is resolved. Therefore, Vishesha Vijnanam is resolved. And there is only Samanya Chaitanyam or Atma Chaitanyam alone is there. Then a doubt might come during the Videha Mukti time when Dvaitam is not there, when Vishesha Vijnanam is gone, why cannot there be a Vishesha Vijnanam about the Atma itself? Why can't Atma get the Vishesha Vijnanam that I am Atma remaining? Why cannot there be a specific knowledge regarding Brahman or Atma itself at the time of Videha Mukti? This doubt is likely to come to many people. So will I know at the time of Videha Mukti, will I know at that time, I, the Brahman alone is left, realizing that all are mithya? Will the Jnani know that I am there after Videha Mukti also? He thinks he can gain that knowledge. He may get the knowledge of the world because the world is not there. He may not get the knowledge of the world, but it doesn't matter, but he can get the knowledge himself. So he may not get the knowledge of the mind, body, because mind, body, they are all not there. But he can get the knowledge of himself and he may know Aham Brahma Asmi. For that only, Brahman is needed and it is there. How do you say Vishesha Vijnanam is not there? For that, Yajnavalkya gives the answer, no. Brahman can never be an object of knowledge for anyone, including Brahman himself, Brahman itself. And for that, Yajnavalkya comes down to Dvaita Avastha again. So now we go to Dvaita Avastha to understand the last two sentences. Yajnavalkya says, even during Dvaita Avastha, when the mind is there, when the intellect is there, even at that time, Atma is not an object of knowledge. Then Kaimuttiya Nyayana, he asked what to talk of Videha Mukti when mind and intellect are not there. I hope you are, even during Dvaita Avastha, Shastra, Guru, mind, even when all are there, Atma cannot be an object of knowledge, even when they are there. You cannot have a Vishesha Vijnana of Atma even during Dvaita Avastha. Then what to talk about Advaita Avastha when mind itself is not there? Then the question is, why do you say one cannot get Vishesha Vijnanam of Atma? For that, Yajnavalkya answers, Yena Idam Sarvam Vijanati. That Atma, because of which one knows everything, can never become an object of knowledge. Vijnataram Kena Vijaniyat. With what instrument one will know the knower? Knower here means Atma Sakshi. So Vijnata. So essence of the two statements is what? The subject can never be an object. It is a known thing only. Subject can never be objectified. Atma is ever the subject. It is never the object. Yena rupam rasam gandham shaptam shabdam sparshagumscha maithunam yeteneva vijanati kim atra parishishyate. Anyadeva tad vididadato avidadati. This often quoted, this thing so many places. So Atma is ever subject, never an object. And only when the objectification takes place, there can be Vishesha Jnana. It comes only when there is objectification of Atma. Atma becomes object. Therefore, there is no Vishesha Vijnanam of Atma because Atma cannot be objectified. Even in Dvaita Avastha itself, then what to talk about in Videha Mukti? This may create another doubt also for you. Some talks a lot of things. What is that? If there is no Vishesha Jnanam of Atma, if Atma Jnanam can never be attained, then why all the Shastra studies? Why all these classes? Why Guru? Why Shastra? Why Sadhana Chastri Sampatti and all that? In fact, I study scriptures only with the hope that Atma can be known one day. And for that, our answer is what? The study of scriptures is not to know Atma, but to remove the superimposed duality upon the ever-evident Atma. Siddhadeva ahamityasmatam yushmadharmo nivartate rajva rajvamivam ahidhir yuktva tattvamasyadi shasanaihi in Upadesha Sahasri. Tattvamedhadi prakaranam. Acharya very nicely says, why should you know Atma? You yourself are Atma. That means you, the conscious being are the Atma, and the conscious being is ever evident. And in this I see the division. In the form of I am the subject, world is the object, all divisions are there. But there is no difference in me. Then what happens? Apparent divisions appear in me, and apparent divisions resolve in me. Mayi eva sakalam jatam, mayi sarvam pradishtitam, mayi sarvam laimyati. Just in sleep, I am in Advaita avastha, which is my real nature. But in Jagrat and Swapna avasthas, apparent divisions, the subject-object divisions, they rise in me. But in Sushupti, they resolve in me. I'm going to take only 2 more minutes. It will resolve in me. Vishesha Vijnanam regarding Atma will be absent. Vishesha Vijnanam is nothing but Ajnana Nivritti or Adhyasa Nivritti. To put it in technical language, Vritti Vyapti is there for Adhyasa Nivritti. Pala Vyapti is not there. Therefore, Vishesha Vijnanam in the form of Pala Vyapti is not there. So, Vijnathartham, Vijnatharam, Hare Kena Vijaniyat. With this, Maitreya Brahmanam is over. Or Yajnavalkya Brahmanam is also over. We can say that way. Because we will call it Maitreya Brahmanam because there are so many occasions later. Yajnavalkya is saying so many things. So Yajnavalkya Brahmanam will come so many times again later. So Maitreya Brahmanam is over. So the main topic is Vairagyam and the Sarvatma Bhavaha. Vairagyam was revealed by Navare Patyuhu Kamaya Patihi Priyo Bhavati Atmanastu Kamaya Sarvam Priyam Bhavati in that place. And then Sarvatma Bhava was revealed in Idam Sarvam Yadayam Atma onwards, Sarvam Atma Mayam Jagat. So Sarvatma Bhava is revealed in this Brahmanam in the form of Shravanam in the 6th mantra. Idam Sarvam Yadaya Atma and Mananam is revealed in the 7th mantra onwards. Through Shravanam Mananam and Mananam, the Sarvatma Bhava is revealed, and this is the essence of Maitreyi Brahmanam. Now we will introduce the next Brahmanam in the next webinar. I should not say the next class, because it's Zoom. Yo vedadav swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaham tasya prakritilinasya yaparasa maheshwara. Sri Krishna.